Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You're right. Maybe I overreacted a little bit to the Justin Bieber video with Jaden Smith. Maybe,
yeah, they're not
well,
making
they
out.
Come up from behind. And
Jaden Smith comes up from behind, which is
what?
Inflammatory as it is when it's you say it like that.
No, he was a little reckless with his gyrations on behind Justin Bieber. Then they were All I know is, I mean, it's a different type of masculinity.
Well, we were talking about these guys are. This generation's much more secure in their masculinity because it's less toxic and more.
It's less masculine.
Yeah, It's like a little softer, It's more rounded at the edges and. You know, kind of has a filter on it.
Less of a hard edge?
Yeah, hard edge masculinity.
Listen.
There's not a lot of DMX. The DMXs of the world don't exist in hip-hop anymore. You don't have the messages of the DMX. It's done. They want to beat things up, but it's not other people. They'll just shoot you. They're not going to throw
hands. All I know is me and Yanni wouldn't do that, what those two did.
Y'all just buy each other pants.
No, I didn't buy anybody pants. But see,
what's worse, what Justin Bieber and Jaden Smith? What's more inflammatory, that or buying another man jeans? Del, make your pick.
Well, let me look at the video again before I make a determination.
Justin Bieber just I think went in to say something.
No, but like, wait a minute.
Wait, well,
Jaden Smith was a little aggressive from behind. Yeah.
I'm looking at the video right now. Jaden Smith comes from behind. They start grooving to whatever song is on, and then Justin Bieber gives Jaden Smith a kiss on the cheek.
Mm.
Is that more?
Yeah, but only because Jaden Smith went to the side as opposed to going right to the lip.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Listen, he survived P. Diddy. Okay? Justin Bieber survived P. Diddy. Did you ever see the video where Diddy was getting him drunk when he was 16? Oh, it's just 50 Cent said something about it. It's not great. He's like, I need you to hang out with me. We're going to hang out. And it's like watching an Epstein video.
Ugh.
It's Diddy now is giving drinks to a 16-year-old Justin Bieber, a 15-year-old, getting him drunk, we're going to hang out tonight or something. My God.
What Jaden Smith does is no different than what a dumb frat boy would do behind his buddy. Oh, I'm going to dance behind you. So I don't really take that. Yeah. I don't really think much of that.
No,
and then the kiss on the cheek is whatever. I mean, Justin Bieber can always say, you can question me all I want, but I bagged Haley Baldwin.
Yeah, that's true. Do you agree that the masculinity is a little more leveled out now? It's not toxic like your masculinity, Dale, at your Pizza King place.
More
of a softer, like, hey.
It's softer, we can make out.
I would say,
masculine enough to make out now.
Yeah,
I would say they are less. They are less concerned with the views of people who aren't in their friend group.
Okay, painted fingernails, painted toenails. Chris Long has painted toenails. Offensive lineman. There's actually a lot of offensive linemen that does painted toenails. They don't care. I don't care what you say. Jalen doesn't care.
I don't care what anybody says.
And who's the guy? And who was it for the Duke who has the nail polish thing?
Was it McCain? I don't know which one it
was. I think it's McCain. I mean, see?
Yeah.
They're secure. Yeah,
I'm not going to be toxic. You could, you know what? If that's masculinity now, making out with each other.
I don't even
great.
Know if it's masculinity. It's just, hey, that's my buddy. Hey, man, how's it going? Don't your Italian guys kiss each other on the cheek?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You come
on
from.
Cheek.
That's
you
what he
no,
did.
You guys
no,
are full on make
he
out.
He was going in right after.
He got, and you think Jace was turned his cheek?
The Italians are
listen, if you did that to a girl.
Greece.
It would be assault.
Not if a
now,
girl.
Now, I like
how
John's going to ignore his Greek heritage.
Yeah. Oh, well, there that is, too.
There is that.
Speaking of assault.
Okay. So, this one guy identified a target for every AFC team.
Okay. Second round.
Kamari Lassiter.
Nah, I can't get down with that. He ran a 4.6.
He ran in a 4.6s. What position are you playing him at?
He's playing him at corner.
You playing him at nickel? I guess. I like him as a football player. He's tough against the run. I mean, you could, but as a nickel, he can't play outside. He's too slow.
What about the Notre Dame corner?
Cam Hart?
Yeah.
Nah, he's more like a fourth rounder.
Really?
Huh? He had a really good game against Marvin Harrison Jr., but then they point out Marvin Harrison Jr. had been hurt earlier in that game, but he's too inconsistent. He's big. Now, I could see D'Amico kind of liking him because he looks like a D'Amico corner. I could see that, but I don't expect him. I don't think he'll get drafted in the first two rounds. I know he's not getting drafted in the first two, maybe three, but could be four.
Okay, so who you had him targeting in the second round?
Well, I think safety Tyler Newbin would be one I would look at. We're not doing wide receivers, right?
No,
not there.
Well, it's
not
only
there.
1 year. It's only 1 year.
Yeah, we got to remember now. Free agent Nico Collins and you want to be in a position like the Bills are right now, where the Bills literally are desperate for wide receivers. You have Nico Collins. The Texans will go in knowing if they're going to re-sign Nico or not. Stephon Diggs, they don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. If you don't have a really quality, if you got a quality wide receiver there,
I think by the third round you could be looking at wide receiver again. Right. I don't think in a second, but I could be wrong. But if you draft one in a second, you're giving big draft capital to a position that you're basically saying Stephon Diggs is a 1 year rental. And maybe you already know that, John.
That's what then you just did. It? You then just did that.
Then why do it? Why do a 1 year rental for Stephon
Diggs? If you're going to do a 1 year rental for Stephon Diggs, it doesn't make any sense getting a wide receiver. You need to add somewhere where you have a need position because you're going for it.
So remember this. You traded next year's second, so you don't have a second next year.
No, you traded the Vikings next year's second.
That you still got yours. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You still have yours.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So.
I think it's really tough because they've made it a lot tougher to guess what they're going to do. I honestly think running back's a sneaky, important need right now. I can't trust Damian Pierce. I don't think he fits this offense. So I know you can find running backs, but I don't think it's crazy that Jonathan Brooks, if he sneaks into the third or...
I think it's a second or it's a safety or a corner. I think it's got to be. What about Edgerrin Cooper if he's sitting there?
I like Edgerrin Cooper. Yeah. I consider Edgerrin Cooper really fast, can spy quarterbacks, has great sideline-to-sideline speed, physical, aggressive hitter. I'd be shocked if D'Amico Ryans doesn't like Edgerrin Cooper. I think Carson. Was it Colson Carson? The
safety?
No, the Houston linebacker out of Michigan.
Oh.
Hold on. Junior. Yeah, Junior Colson. To me, it'd be Colson could be a second-round pick. It could be Edgerrin Cooper. Those would be two guys if they're 42. I'd consider them.
Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M, by the way.
Yeah.
Who was
Junior Colson
fantastic.
Is Michigan. Both of them,
so,
I think, are good players.
But
I think safety is an important one, too. Tyler Newbin has great ball skills.
But you just got outside here. Now, the Texans were like one of the tops in the league at playing a 4-2-5. One of the tops in the league at playing 4-2-5.
But Edgerrin Cooper can play. He can play. Yes, that's true. But Edgerrin Cooper can play in coverage, too. And he can blitz. He's a really good blitzer. But you're right. As Al-Shaair, I have to see if he comes off the field. Because if he comes off the field, Cooper would make a lot of sense. But if he doesn't come off the field on passing downs, if he's a plus pass defender, which I have to check, then you're right. Linebacker becomes almost a...
I don't know that he's coming off the field. How much did we see Denzel Perriman last year on the field in passing situations?
Yeah.
And if you could keep that guy who couldn't cover on the field, you're going to keep Al-Shaair or even Edgerrin Cooper.
You got beat with him on the field.
Well, that's what happened. I know. But they still kept him on the field all year. They never changed it.
I really think safety needs to be a concern. I think safety, corner, wide receiver, it really is true. And tight end. Tight end is another one I think you're going to be looking at. And it wouldn't shock me if you're looking at tight end. Now, this is not a great tight end draft, but it starts, to me, outside of Bowers, it starts maybe late second. But you might not see a tight end go until – there's an outside chance you won't see a second tight end go until the third round. So I can see the Texans dipping into the tight end pool in the third round. I could see running back in the late second, the last pick of the second round, maybe even trading back and picking up a running back would be an interesting pick. You could go – I don't think they'll go specialist like a Will Shipley out of Clemson. I think they'll go legitimate three down backup, and Jonathan Brooks from University of Texas would be a good selection to
if
me.
Roman Wilson is sitting there. Do you have to take him?
No,
no,
no, because Roman Wilson won't play much this year. But you're also not making a draft for this year.
No.
If you draft him, you don't want to be in a position where you're stuck next year.
Nope. Right.
I think you're in a position where you have to. Nico has to get done. You're gonna have to do Nico, and maybe if I don't know what the situation looks like, but maybe you have to give him some money this year and guarantee him in the future. I would get it done this year if you can, if you financially could, because you don't want to be in a position where his agent can press you next year. The more deals that get done, the higher he's going.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's property tax time, okay? This is the season. Property tax time. It is awful. I let it slip 1 year, and boy, do I regret it, because I just let it, they charged us more. That's a killer, I'm telling you. You can't let it get up there, because every year the government is going to put tack on more and more and more, and they're going to push the limits of what they can do, even exceed the limits of what they can do, because there's a limit on what they don't care. They're going to overcharge you for. They're going to tell you that your house appraises for way more. Well, how about this? I got an easy way. It's so easy to sign up at OwnWell. It's so simple. You put property tax money back in your pocket in just minutes. You don't have to do a thing. 86% of OwnWell's customers save on their property taxes. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers, 5-star reviews, an average savings of $1,148. I mean, 86%. That means the government is just trying to rip you off every single time. It's unbelievable. Local tax experts backed by cutting-edge technology, best-in-class customer support help. Save money on your property taxes with OwnWell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Can we talk about what he just did? The accusations he's throwing out?
I settled a score in a commercial.
Now, John, you know your partner somewhat well.
Yeah.
Do you think he just is drinking a lot of it and he's an alkie, doesn't remember?
No, I know exactly what
I'm
drinking.
Or do you think someone's actually taking his My Shoulder belt? Do you think that's happening? Which one's more likely?
I think someone's
sneaking into his office.
Sneaking into an office.
So who do you think it is?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's probably Paul.
Paul?
Why is Paul? It's 100% not Paul.
Okay.
I have been thinking about this. I think it's probably an overnight. I think it's probably or overnight, a weekend.
We don't have any overnight people anymore.
Well, weekend, late night, a late night producer.
Who's running
is it Abigail?
He has an obsession.
Is she in there drinking my Maestro Bell?
I don't know.
Not to tell her something.
I would doubt she even knows.
Is it that one guy that I don't know his name who is in here eating his own sandwich?
You know a lot.
I don't want to put people on blast, but somebody's taking my Maestro Bell. I know for 100%.
You think it's someone who runs the Space Cowboys and they go into your office and...
Could be.
After 10 p.m. and goes and gets a drink?
I don't know. It's not the guy that mops. I see him. I'm up here writing players up. He comes in. He's a nice guy. He would never.
You think of someone who actually works at the station?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Or it could be somebody from the other radio station on the weekends who come in and see my door. Maybe they open it up and say,
Maestro Bell. And
they pour themselves some.
Okay.
I 100% on my kids, my Maestro Bell's missing.
Okay, so... It's probably somebody that works at the station. Does Paul work at the station?
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
Okay, then.
It stops there?
That's all the investigating you want to do? You're a terrible detective.
What about Sean Mapes?
I'm tired.
You're going to retire in a couple days.
Case closed. We're just trying to get this one on the books.
That's right.
You're like the investigators. People
one final
prison.
Case.
Over you just because you want to get the books closed. Like, we found some evidence that contradicts it. This might be a free man. You're burying it because you don't want to have to open the case back up.
Too tired. Joe George sounds like he's drunk a lot.
Wow. That's insulting on a couple levels.
Yeah. No. I mean that in the nicest possible
way. You think he's stealing, and you think what he says on the radio makes it sound like he's drunk.
Sometimes. Some of the things he says.
Okay.
Have you listened to that?
That's what I said. It's insulting on a couple levels. I don't think it's anyone who works here. I think Lance is just forgetting.
Probably.
He just gets drunk here and forgets.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm pretty sure you're just forgetting stuff. That's probably the reason.
That Cristalino is fairly new. It can't be half gone.
It can't be if you're always drinking it.
Come on now. Be for real, Dell.
You be for real.
713-780-3776 is the number.
So we've limited it or narrowed it down to the Gallant and George show.
Yeah.
One of the two of them is doing it.
It could be Mapes. You don't know.
That's what I said. Well, that's another guy on that show.
Yeah. It could be Mapes.
Okay.
It's one of those guys.
One of the three.
Which, have you guys seen Dion's act?
What is he doing
now? We haven't talked about this. He's only letting Travis Hunter and his two sons play for six teams. The Eagles, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Falcons, and the Commanders. I don't know how the Commanders got in.
So, okay, say them again.
The Eagles.
Hold on, okay, it's fine.
The Niners.
Played for.
Cowboys.
Played for.
Ravens.
No. Oh.
Falcons.
Wait. I think Dion did play for them late in his career.
He played for the Commanders, too.
So he's only letting them play for people he played for?
When did he play for the Eagles?
He never played for the Eagles.
Yeah.
No, I know. Other than the Eagles, that's five teams that he played for. He played for the Commanders? Redskins?
I believe so. When they were that other name.
Did he really?
I think so.
I don't remember that. I think I remember Ravens.
He did play for the Ravens. Yeah. That's a definite. But I thought he played.
So Dion said, okay.
Yeah, he played for the Commanders, the Washington football team in 2000.
So five of the six Dion played for. What is with Dion deciding, golly, you want to talk about helicopter dad? This is as bad as Marv Marinovich having his kids feed on kidney, having Todd Marinovich feed on kidney, you know, when he was little, chew on frozen kidney so he could get all that, get protein and so iron and whatever.
He's got such an issue. Did he mention the Falcons? Is that on the list?
Yeah.
Okay, Falcons.
So lame.
Why the Eagles get thrown in?
I don't know.
But why? Okay, so he says he ain't going if they're drafted. He's picking the team.
Travis Hunter's like, damn, I didn't know this is my biological dad bossing me around like this. You'll do what I say.
Oh, don't worry.
Do you believe now, Travis, that I'm in charge of you? This is, you know what this is? This is, I got
do you believe that?
As that Svengali. What was his name? Bobo or, remember that we used to, that Raheel could do the really good imitation of him? No Country. Remember the.
You mean the guy who would not trick women into sleeping with him? That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
I have to look it up. I don't know.
What's his name? That, remember, it was like No Country for Old Men, but, and they had the girl Marsha, the Indian girl that was real sassy and was always trying to beat the media down. It was a cult.
Oh.
Well,
Raheel was part of that cult.
No, that's a different one altogether. He made that up. Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country.
I don't remember that.
He's like that Svengali there, the Bikram hot yoga guy, or any number of, for some reason, I guess I've watched a lot of documentaries about people who end up kind of being able to brainwash people. Keith Raniere, or the Scientology guy. I don't know why I've seen so many of these.
What's wrong with
you? Yeah, that's what Dion's like.
I thought you were working on the draft.
No, these are over the years I've seen these.
No.
I just don't remember all their names because I've seen a billion shows. But yeah, that's what Dion is, where he is in charge. He's the boss of where people can go and what they can do. Does he let his kids, does he have to okay their girlfriends or who they have relations with, or do they have to run their food choices by him?
You don't think he classifies what girls are girlfriend material? You don't think he's had that conversation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
There's no chance that Travis is allowed. Now, you can do this, but you can't marry her.
There are some girls you can have, quote-unquote, fun with, and then the other girls that are serious.
But Dion telling them where they can play.
Well,
he has got somebody. Dion must be stopped.
Well, he's telling the NFL that if you're not one of these teams, don't draft my guys.
Deion must be stopped. There are places where Deion played other than one.
How good is Shadur going to be?
I think he's got a chance to be pretty good.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I know the negativity is going to be about the personality. And listen, that bothers teams. It's one thing to be confident with a little cockiness. That doesn't scare people. But when you're hard to deal with, or if you put yourself above the team, you got to remember now, this is a guy who gets all these NILs that his dad gets him. Like, he's been enabled by his dad. He's under the same problem it was with Kyler Murray, with David Carr, with all these guys who have had these helicopter dads that are over the top of him. That's Shadur Sanders. It's no different. Deion may, you may act like Deion's different, but Deion is telling Shadur who can draft him.
Yeah.
And Shador's like, yes, sir. That's who I'm going to. Like, that's not great to have that. Is he enabled? Is he entitled? These are things NFL teams are. Is he his own man? Like, how's he going to act when he's out on his own, making his own decisions? Or is Deion going to be a problem for us in the locker room? Like, these are questions you have to ask. You'd ask it about any other dad, overbearing mom or overbearing dad. Is this person going to be a problem? Of course they ask that question. And with Deion right now, how could you not think he's going to be a problem?
Oh, he absolutely will be. Oh, and he's got the pulpit to criticize you at the highest level.
Yeah, and he will continue to, like, well, if you draft him, you need to draft his other son.
Yeah.
And you need to see about trade moving up.
And by the way, when they're not playing, or they're not playing well, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And like, it's not the same as LeVar Ball. But it's in the zip code.
Yeah,
it's in the zip code.
And with a bigger audience.
How's it even bigger? LeVar was on every show imaginable.
No,
they put him on everything.
Deion's on every week.
Yeah, but if he's not coaching anymore, will he be?
He's going to be coaching.
Is he?
You think he's going to stop coaching once his kids get to the NFL?
I don't think he'll be at Colorado, no. He may go
somewhere else. We'll see.
Most people do not believe he'll be at Colorado. They think he'll go somewhere with the money. Well, they have more money for him and more money to work with.
Well, he better
win. I think Deion wants to. Now, he better win, yeah. Because Deion Sanders is a little bit of a pain, but he also brings a lot of positivity to your program. There's a lot of positive that comes with Deion, but you know, you'll deal with that when it's 9 and 10 wins. Eventually, it has to be 10 and 11.
Is Shiloh going to be Thanasis?
Oh,
yes.
How about Thanasis missing the dunk the other day?
In the Magic.
And the Magic bench was just clowning him.
You can't. Like, Thanasis is probably the worst thing you could call somebody.
Thanasis is awful.
Well,
it's the worst thing you could call. You want to talk about a Nepo, only it's Nepo from a brother. So is that the same? Is he still Nepo, baby? If he's a brother
it's
and
nepotism.
Not a,
it's nepotism, sure.
It's still nepotism, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't have to come from the parent.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, he's Nepo, baby.
All right. I got to talk about Doc Manavis right now, because Doc Manavis, I'm going to go see her on Friday, as a matter of fact, about I got some lower leg pain. And if you have any lower leg pain, you need Doc Manavis, because it could be veins, and she's got an easy fix for you. And I'm telling you, if you know your calves and your ankles and stuff, if you're not getting, if the blood flow is not great there, then you're going to have an issue. And she says she wants to get you before you're 50 years old. So here's the deal. Older guys, you need Doc Manavis, because there's a chance you've got some prostate issues, right? We all get prostate issues. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Your prostate is going to spread out. It's going to grow. It is going to be a problem for you. If you are somebody that has a prostate issue, you need Doc Manavis. She is the best. She's going to give you an IV. You get an ultrasound first on both for your veins and for your prostate. You get an ultrasound first. You get an MRI. Make sure that there's no cancer. And then you're going to get the job done. On the veins, just the ultrasound. And then she can work her magic. It is the place to go for your problems. You're looking for the best place. Please, please, please go to 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Breaking news. The Sabres fired Granato.
What?
Yeah.
They fired your cousin?
They fired my cousin. 4 years.
Who got him fired? That guy at the
39-win season. They fired him.
You know, got him fired. That guy was sitting behind you, was saying, "Do something, Granato. Do something."
It might have been the GM.
Yeah, possibly.
Might have been the owner.
That sucks. Oh well. Good guy, really good guy.
Hey, Greg Zuerlein's a free agent, so you know we're having a tough time here.
What? Oh. That's a different. That's Z U E R.
It's not related to you.
It's not even related.
But it's the same pronunciation.
Not even spelled the same way.
Same pronunciation, though.
It's not
Zuerlein. Zuerlein.
Yeah.
Zuerlein.
Caitlin Clark is plus 1,000 to win MVP.
Fourth favorite. Fourth most likely, according to the betting line.
She's got something coming to her. They're gonna teach her a lesson.
So how much is Caitlin making this year from the Fever?
Do you know somebody? Well, I got to say this. Do you see the other day? Somebody said during the draft, somebody goes, "Oh my God, known pay cut taker Caitlin Clark just had 3 insurance commercials over the last 2 segments show up on." Man, I hope that pay cut doesn't hurt too bad. How much does she make? I don't like. Do you have the answer?
Yeah.
Like 1.5. I don't know.
Over the course of her career?
Oh. Not even close.
350.
Lower.
Over that, well, that's less than her contract.
No. Just this year. How much is she going to make? Oh, her contract is less than 350.
Yeah.
4 years.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
It's the WNBA, bro. That's why I said it. Are you sure she's going to make as much?
Well all the advertising.
I don't know. She might have more eyes at Iowa.
Well, State Farm ain't going anywhere. She'll keep making money.
No, but, there's more TV.
But if she kind of fizzles out because the WNBA ain't producing the same kind of numbers that Iowa does.
I don't think it'll fizzle out over a year.
I don't know how much she made. She probably
76
made
it. This year, 78 next year, 85, and 97.
Be for real.
How do you play for the Sparks in L.A.? Or how do you play for the Liberty and make this kind of money? And this is the number one pick.
You can't live in New York on that.
You can't live in New York on that.
That's why you got to have a...
Well, you don't live in
Frankie
New York.
Frankie makes more than you.
That's why you got to have a partner.
Frankie makes more than Caitlin Clark.
Well, salary-wise.
Salary.
That's pathetic. Has she ever made a three from 30 feet away?
No, she's a...
Frankie?
But has Caitlin Clark ever dominated a darty?
I don't think Frankie's ever made a basket.
What did you say?
I said, has Caitlin Clark ever dominated a darty before?
Yeah, has she ever dodged...
A day party?
She ever climbed a fence and got away from cops?
Has Caitlin Clark ever been
like
pulled
Frankie
in...
Has?
Has Caitlin Clark ever... Has Caitlin Clark ever been pulled into a meeting where she was bullying an overweight girl?
Well, right. Yes. Has Frankie ever led the NCAA in assists?
Has Caitlin Clark ever had 6 accidents? No.
Well, we don't know that.
Maybe. Well, maybe. You're right. We don't know. You don't know.
Has Lynette Woodard ever down-talked the accomplishments of Frankie Granato?
No. No.
Or had Sue Bird? Has anyone come after Frankie said she's got a rough lesson she's about to learn up here in New York when she gets here and works for whoever? Has that ever happened?
That's never happened.
Okay.
Oh my God, did you guys see this? John Singleton yesterday hit a ball 116 miles an hour in batting practice.
I got to take issue with the Astros and what they did yesterday. CJ Stroud's out there throwing the first pitch. They
sent John Singleton.
An absolute dart.
And it was a dart right over the plate.
Why? Because
why is John Singleton and not Jose Altuve catching
it? Hold on, because it's African
American.
Because
Robinson
it's Jackie
Day.
Robinson Day.
That's why.
Why would you have a Venezuelan catch?
Oh, we didn't have any choices.
Yeah, well, it's only John Singleton.
Renel Blanco?
No.
No.
Count.
See, and Christian Javier?
And no. I like to point out, the Braves called up a pitcher. And you know who they ran out there? Darius Vines. The Astros couldn't even start John Singleton. What's the difference between him and Abreu?
Yeah.
John Singleton couldn't start
yesterday. On Jackie Robinson Day.
What the hell?
Well, at least he got to catch the first pitch.
Yeah, great.
That was cool.
He didn't even get to play.
Hold breaking on, barriers for first pitch catcher.
Wait a minute.
That's what he was wearing, a T-shirt that said breaking barriers.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Not enough to play,
is that
though.
The only black player we have this year?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't have any. We were limited on number of guys CJ could throw to on Jackie Robinson Day.
What if they called Corey Jelks up just to catch the first pitch and then option him back down after the game?
Well, maybe this is why they didn't DFA Singleton yet. They needed him for
yesterday. One day.
Oh, I never thought about that. What if we get the word today?
I just want to point
out. John Singleton has been designated for assignment.
I was a little conflicted yesterday. Sure, I wanted the Astros to win, but then I saw Singleton's not even playing, and the Braves have Darius Vines on the mound. I was like, all right, maybe the Braves should win this one.
For those who missed it, Spencer Arrighetti was better than his first go-round. Didn't give up. Gave up two runs in four innings. Worked out of a long, long inning where he was his own worst enemy in some regards. You had an error by Jeremy Pena that was kind of helped along by kind of piss-poor fielding by Jose Abreu. But whatever. It was Jeremy's error, but Abreu's got to get off the bag and keep the ball from getting by so it doesn't turn into a run. So the Astros lose that one at home, but they're back at it today against the Braves. And your starter today is
Hunter Brown.
The great Hunter Brown.
That's right, Hunter Brown. Oh, God. I'll be there, but unfortunately, I don't have seats in the Crawford boxes. Chance to catch a home run.
Where are your seats?
You better be up on the train tracks.
Where are your seats?
I got John Daspa's seats. John Daspa gave
Man
me
of the
some
people,
seats.
Where are your seats?
John Daspa gave me
oh,
seats.
Oh, right behind home plate?
Well, to be fair.
Sex, you won't see me, but they're good seats.
Lance has never called himself a man of the people.
No, that's he's not your a man thing. Of the people. I call myself a man of the people because guess what? I'm a man of the people. How about it was right down the plate? Right down the pipe.
I mean, it was right. I
right
mean,
down
it was,
the pipe. Well, I saw him warming up. His warm-up wasn't great.
The throwing motion isn't great.
No, it's not great.
It's not great, and yet the results are perfect.
But listen, if you don't ever throw a baseball, which I don't know how many baseballs CJ, it's not easy.
No, not many.
Compared to a football or basketball.
If you throw the ball down the middle, isn't that bad in baseball? So, CJ, paint the corners, okay?
No, not on the first pitch. You don't want to paint the corners.
Work on your accuracy.
He's trying to flex. He can't do anything but hit you right in the hands.
Work on the accuracy. Paint the corner. Don't stop the guy's feet. We would talk to him about that in football. Paint the corner. The ball's going out the ballpark.
No, if you put somebody there, he would paint the corners. But in the first pitch, he wanted to go right where the glove was. Mm. He hit the target. No. That's where the target was. Did you see Singleton set up outside? If Singleton had set up outside, he would have hit that target too. The throwing motion.
Throw the guy open.
Throwing motion was not my favorite I've seen. I like people that really, really open up the shoulder a little bit. It is weird how many great athletes can't throw a baseball. I never really thought about the fact that if you don't play baseball,
you don't play baseball,
you can't throw. No. But even throwing a football.
It's small and it's light. It's like, hard to throw.
And listen to this, but it works the other way too. I was at camp when Carlos Correa was a rookie. After his rookie year, he was out at Texans camp and he was throwing a football with JJ. It didn't look good.
No.
It looked quite terrible.
He doesn't know how to throw football.
Like,
where in Puerto Rico would he have played football?
I know, but I just figure football and baseball, there's a lot of the throwing motion is similar. How can you not throw a football?
How many times has he held a football?
He's throwing it like he's never held a ball before.
Well, a football at least.
He doesn't. He hasn't.
Yeah, but come on. If you can throw a football, you can throw a baseball. If you can throw a baseball, you can throw a football. I didn't say it has to be a perfect spiral, but it shouldn't look all flicked like
big,
it looks.
How big
they
are
look
his hands?
All flicked when they throw.
How big are his hands? I don't know. Maybe he's got smaller hands.
No, Carlos Correa is going to have bigger hands.
Yeah, Carlos.
I don't know. Hey,
how about he hurt himself diving for a baseball last week? Not good.
That's not my shortstop anymore.
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here to hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building there.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, with the additions, Danielle Hunter, Aziza El Shaair, with all the cornerbacks they've added, with Will Anderson in second year. But listen, they weren't a top. They were a middle of the pack defense last year. Uh-huh. Against those quarterbacks that they played.
Yeah.
I mean, when we went down the list, with two Lamars, you had, in which they didn't play well against, Joe Burrow, who got him at the end because of the mistakes that they made, the interception that CJ threw late, so they scored more points. Baker, they played pretty well against. Derek Carr, but they played just really bad quarterbacks.
Well, they came from behind on three of those wins.
Yeah,
Baker, Burrow,
now you're playing Mahomes, you're playing Josh Allen, you're playing Lamar Jackson again. You're playing Aaron Rodgers.
Your second year playing, you're a better team. You'll have a better team.
But okay, so
your offensive line's
healthy. Was with all the additions defensively. Hey, this could be a top five defense. Not against these quarterbacks.
Well, we'll find out. Do you know who the Bills have at wide receiver right now? It's terrible. It's nobody.
Yeah.
They're in a massive I don't think Josh Allen can just carry a team, make anybody. He's not Aaron Rodgers as a passer. He's not just going to make everyone better. So I hesitate to put Buffalo in that group. They lost Gabe Davis, they lost Stephon Diggs. They're in a desperate situation where one of their top receivers is going to be a rookie. And guess what? You ain't getting one of the top four receivers in this draft at pick number 25. You're going to have to trade up to be able to do that. So, I think it's more likely that maybe they trade back and take two wide receivers in the second round. So we'll see. So I'm not ready to give that to them just yet. We'll find out with the Jets what Aaron Rodgers has left. Who's the other one you're afraid of? The Chiefs, big deal anyway.
Pat Mahomes?
Rashee Rice may not even play this year. That was his top wide receiver.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously. The other guy, Travis Kelce, barely cares about football anymore.
Nah. Did you see him dancing with Taylor?
Yeah, he's just a full-on Swiftie.
Were they at the Masters?
I know he was at his graduation this weekend, right? He went and got his diploma from Cincinnati.
Oh, he did? They gave him one?
And then eventually he and Taylor did something. So
they were at some kind of a party.
They were at Coachella.
Coachella.
Oh, it was at Coachella.
They were at Coachella, yeah.
So you feel good about the Texans up front stopping the run?
I feel great about the Texans.
Stopping the run?
I feel great about everything.
Can't have a conversation with this guy.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Why would I not feel good about the Texans stopping the run?
I'm going to tell you this.
You feel about
Double A gap blitzes.
Okay.
Just solve that problem.
All right.
We got six on the line. Just solve that problem. Double A gap blitz.
And you want to put that secondary under
keep
that?
Keep running at that.
You want to keep that secondary under that type
of
pressure?
See how fast Christian Harris is? Draft Edgerrin Cooper. Fastest linebackers in the business.
You can't have a conversation with him.
Yes, I can. I'm sorry I'm solving problems.
Silly.
I'm a problem solver.
Double A gap blitzes, huh?
That's all you got to show. Double A gap. Get him to kill, 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 kill. Oh, look at us. We're not in the double A gaps anymore. Boom. Tricked you.
He just dapped. Okay, I'll tell you what. There is a huge difference. First of all, you're going from a last-place schedule to a first-place schedule. There's a huge difference in the thought about this team. Tickets. Everybody at the Texans, everybody's thoughts.
You're
about
saying expectations.
People think the expectations. Will Anderson Jr. met the meeting yesterday. He says it's different. He said a bunch of guys want to come and play for the Houston Texans now.
Yeah, it was a lot at the Pro Bowl, man. It was a lot of guys like, yeah, tell them I'm trying to come over there. Like, tell D'Amico I'm loving what he's saying, but I'm like, Texas ain't for everybody, man. It's just a different type of DNA you have to have to play here, man. It's a different type of character you have to have. And you just got to love football, man. And I think, the front office and coach, they do a really good job of choosing the guys that they want to be in here that can help change the culture and help keep uplifting the culture.
Don't you love that?
That it's is not for so, everybody. Wait a minute.
It's not. This is not for everybody.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Let's pump the brakes just a hair.
What bothers you about what he said?
Nothing bothers me about what... It's different here.
It is.
Because we're just so much better.
No, that's not what he said.
Yeah, because you got to work harder.
Play it again and stop it where you have
it's
a problem with what
everybody.
He said. Stop it where you think you have a problem with what he said. Stop.
Yeah, it was a lot at the Pro Bowl, man. It was a lot of guys like, yeah, tell them I'm trying to come over there. Like, tell D'Amico I'm loving what he's saying, but I'm like, Texas ain't for everybody, man. It's just a different type of DNA you have to have to play here, man.
Stop.
Okay.
You were 10-7. You didn't after score being the a worst touchdown team in football, against the Ravens.
So what?
Okay.
You always bring that up.
For two games. You're not an elite organization
yet.
You got to have a different DNA to play for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, because...
Slow down.
No, because D'Amico requires a certain mentality and certain attitude. You have to love football.
Okay, there's
What's
a lot...
What's wrong with that?
There's if you get to the NFL, most... He didn't now, say, you listen, most of the guys love football.
No.
You can't... Yes. Yeah, you're talking about some guys that are so talented and they don't give a rat's ass. Most of the guys... Lance... You don't make it at this level unless you love to play and you work your ass off.
Football character is not as you think that's the case, but you don't think
most,
that's the case.
Yes, most of the guys in the NFL have football character. So, yes,
but in basketball, no.
Why? I don't think the high is as high a percentage because you're coddled a hell of a lot more in basketball when you're younger. Than when you've got to be a superstar to play basketball in the NBA. There's fewer jobs. There's five guys on the court. It's different.
There's lots of guys who love the ends to the means who are not going to put in the time. What Will is saying is basically,
I was in that locker room for 5 years.
No, but not this
everybody
one.
Everybody loved football. Everybody wanted to play.
A lot of veterans, and that was a long time ago, John.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yes. Things have changed a lot in the last 15 years.
Ask guys now. You don't get there unless you work your ass off.
I do talk to guys all the time. They tell across the board, college coaches and NFL personnel people tell me it's a lot different now. It's changed drastically with the iPhone generation.
14 teams made the playoffs this past season, 7 on each side. So do those... So the Texans' culture is much better than the rest?
Slow down.
Hold on a second. I don't think y'all are actually addressing what he's saying. He's not calling them one of the best teams. He didn't say we're better than the Ravens. All he said is it's not for everybody because they work. Football comes first. They work. There's a D'Amico mindset, which, to be fair, none of us know what that is. Yeah. We're not in the building. I can tell you this. Everyone at Alabama said, when I ask about Dallas Turner, and they go, well, he's great, but he's no Will Anderson. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, Will Anderson does push-ups for fun at night. And like, he doesn't go out. All Will Anderson does is football stuff. C.J. Stroud is very, very highly competitive. Like, I do think that they have changed the culture over there, and maybe it's not for everyone. Yeah, now that's all Will knows. Will doesn't know anything else other than Alabama, Nick Saban, and his 1 year at the Texans. So maybe his perspective is a little smaller.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys that like to work in the NFL. That's
maybe
that's
not
a,
the guys who asked him.
That's a, well.
Who was asking to say who well, said maybe, they want to
well,
come
maybe,
over?
Maybe. Well, here's the deal. One of the guys that we think is one of the biggest pains in the ass in the NFL, that's all I'm seeing, is Stephon Diggs working out right now. Dude is a worker. And he's just a pain in the ass. But you want to know something? That dude works hard. He's running right now.
James Harden works hard. James works hard and plays hard. He does both.
Yeah, I don't know what's up on how he plays. All I'm saying is that you don't have to have a different DNA to play for the Houston Texans. Guys in the NFL work their asses off. To get at the highest level, you don't get there unless you work your ass off, okay?
It ain't for everybody.
We got to slow down.
John, you're just trying to bring every little slap nuts in here.
You know what John is expressing is what everyone hates when they hear about heat culture. Oh, heat culture. No one else works hard, just you guys. It's pretty much what John is doing is what the rest
Will
of the
Anderson
NBA does.
Is just trying to tell you it's not for everyone. We do things different.
I think the point is, what does Will Anderson know
about?
Well,
Will Anderson got into the Texans. He's like, oh, this ain't, No,
well,
this is
know.
No good when he came in. We ain't doing this.
Well, he doesn't
We're
know.
We're going to do this.
He doesn't know. You just
Will's
told
a dog.
Been there 1 year.
Okay, you don't think the
He's
Ravens?
Been there 1 year
Hold on.
In the NFL.
And he is one setting the culture on defense. He's the culture setter. He's already the leader in the room, they say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're...
He is. I mean,
sure
you don't think the Ravens had a culture that wasn't... I guarantee you, Ravens weren't for everybody with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. I guarantee you, that wasn't for everybody. You had to be a certain way to play for the Ravens.
Yeah.
At one point, you had to be a
That's
certain way
I'm
to
saying,
play for the Steelers.
Slow down. That's why I'm saying slow
but
down.
It's the mentality.
You lost to Bryce Young last year.
No.
And the Falcons.
They didn't say they're
okay,
great
no,
team.
Okay, no. Ray Lewis. And, oh, by the way, Ray and Ed Reed came from Miami.
It doesn't
one of the best
mean
programs
the
in the
standard
country.
Is not the standard.
Yeah.
They came from Ohio State. The rookie of the year and defensive rookie they came from great programs, too. The standard's the standard. It doesn't mean their program is built up yet to be as good as the Ravens. That's not what he's saying. But their standard is maybe a little different. What they consider the standard is different. Because why do we think the Ravens are any different than everyone else? I guarantee you, I think the Ravens were different. If you want to go play for the Ravens, you had to have a certain something. If there was a time where if you wanted to be a Steeler, it was known, man. You had to be a certain kind of guy to go be a Steeler.
I think the point is that one way ain't the only way. And how the Texans do it, you may not fit the Texans, but you know you can go play for the Chiefs and
but
go
don't
win
you want right? But don't you want Will Anderson thinking like that and say, don't you want him building that culture to where he builds Raven culture? I would love if he built Raven culture here. I would love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love that,
and
too.
I think that's
but my point is, they ain't there. Okay, that was my point, is we have to slow down. Maybe he's building it up, and maybe that's great. Yes, I would love Raven culture here. I would love that. But I know they won their division last year.
You won't tell that to his face.
Okay.
You won't tell it to Will Anderson's face.
I'm not telling anything.
What's happened here? We've gone from overly positive Granato to realistic Granato and gone
that's
from
not realistic Granato.
Realistic Lance to overly positive Lance. What's going on?
Yeah, what happened?
And
I don't know.
All
what
it took was the Texans to have a winning season. And look at the Kool-Aid drinker over here.
No, I feel bad for poor teams.
I know.
For poverty teams.
Quarterbacks, teams.
Yeah. I'm not there anymore. I'm new money. I made it. I made it up out of the rough neighborhoods of 3-13, 3-14.
For a season.
I'm not pulling anybody else up with me either. You can stay there, you know, Falcons. You can stay there with your poverty franchise, Carolina. I'm not trying to bring you up with me.
Stop naming two teams you lost to.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. You weren't as good as they were last year.
Okay. Wow. Bengals. I'm not pulling you up. Poverty Bengals. Couldn't even make a playoffs. Now say something.
Yeah, but they lost their quarterback. Maybe
so.
That's
they
why.
Always lose their quarterback.
Our two out of 4 years.
You know what I like? I like quarterbacks that play football.
Okay.
Oh, aren't always hurt.
Don't jinx them. Don't stop. 9 o'clock. ESPN 97. We got to stop. We got to stop right there. Hey, brokers are better. Where do you hear that? I'm going to tell you that. Well, I tell you what industry brokers are better in the mortgage industry. 75% of the public still doing it wrong. Here's how I did it. I just went and signed my papers for my house. Okay, here's your mortgage. Okay, there you go. Did I shop anything? No. Did I do anything before? No. Did I know what the all of these things? No, I didn't know anything. I just bought the house. What a dumbass I am. If you want to shop your loan. Why would you buy something that's just as expensive as your home and not shop your loan? I didn't because I'm dumb. You don't be dumb. Give Kent a call. Dream Rate. It's the ultimate mortgage hookup. He is going to pair you with the best wholesalers in the nation. He is saving people all the time. Literally thousands of dollars. Are you somebody that is in the home market, mortgage market? You want a quote? How about a scenario quote? I don't know how much I can spend. Let me see how much this house will cost with how much down and how much, what are my monthlies going to be? Kent can do that for you. He's really, really, really good at this. He's been doing it for 29 years. He's got experience that you need when you are buying a home. Dream Rate, the ultimate mortgage hookup, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN. Or 975loans.com. Tell Kent you heard it right here.